Planning Board Meeting, March 11th, 2020.
At this time, I wish to call the March 11th, 2020 meeting of the Ventnor City Planning Board. This meeting is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice that this meeting is advertised in the press and the current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, will rise this flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, Board Administrator, please call the roll.
Commissioner Langgraf?
Here.
Commissioner Crevel?
Here.
Jay Cook?
Here.
Tom McAdams?
Here.
Vernon Zabyhutch?
Here.
Lorraine Salata?
Here.
Dan Smith III?
Here.
Mike Wiesen?
Here.
Peter Tocco?
Here.
Greer Gaskell?
Here.
Wendy Bartlett?
Here.
Absent are Tom Halpin and Tim Coop.
Next on our agenda is adoption of the minutes of the February 24th, 2020 meeting. Has everyone had a chance to peruse those, and are there any amendments or corrections to the said minutes?
I'm going to abstain, Mr. Chairman.
There you go. I mean, for the record, Commissioner Langgraf is abstaining. At this time, I'm going to have a motion to a second for approval of said minutes.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Those said minutes are now adopted. We have one resolution from the last meeting, and that is P-11, 2020. Gerald Solakowski, 118 North New Haven Avenue. Are there any amendments or corrections to that resolution?
Carmella, did we have to...
No, they just asked for an extension.
Right. I did put it in the form of a resolution, so we'll just note from... In addition to this Solakowski resolution, which might be P-12, 2020, P-11, 2020 was the resolution to the minor subdivision extension for the development application on Harvard Avenue, so we can move that one as well.
So P-12, 2020 is the extension, for the...
P-11 is the extension, P-12 is Solakowski.
Okay. So it, so we have to change it. P-11 is the extension for Gerald, for Feldman?
Yes.
For Feldman. And P-12 is the extension, is the approval for Solakowski?
Yep.
Okay. I will restate that, please. Of course, I'm going to restate the resolutions. P-11, 2020 is the extension for Feldman on Harvard Avenue for the, that was a subdivision extension.
Right.
In there. P-12, 2020 is Gerald Solakowski on 118 North New Haven Avenue approvals. Are there any corrections or amendments to those resolutions? Hearing none, may I have a motion and a second for adoption of both P-11 and P-12, 2020 resolutions?
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Those resolutions are hereby adopted.
No abstain.
And make a note that Commissioner Langgraf has abstained again.
Just as a general matter of that, if you weren't here last time, your extension didn't participate on the application.
So we'll go back with the roll, and the roll will reflect, and our roll of voting will reflect that. Applications this evening, we have two. One is on Sandra Horowitz on 15 South Washington Avenue. The other is Mark and Joan Miller at 1 11 South Pittsburgh Avenue. The Sandra Horowitz at 15 South Washington will be the first application this evening.
Good evening, Brian Galley, Walford County Council, on behalf of Sandra Horowitz. Mr. Cook, you want, Mr. McGarner go first?
You're going to go first on this one.
Let me have, this is the application, 15 South Washington Avenue. We're here for a couple of variances. Object is to go down past the property, pretty blasé front, so popping out two decks. So the decks require, decks and porches require variances of about 3% over on coverage. I have Peter Weiss here, who has the plans. I have Sandra Horowitz here, who is the owner. So I'd like to just have them both sworn in, so if you have any questions of either, we're ready to go.
Sure. Mr. Weiss, Ms. Horowitz, just each state your name and address.
Peter Weiss, 101 North Washington Avenue, Margate.
Ms. Horowitz, 15 South Washington.
Do you swear from the testimony you're about to give to the truth, or to give another about the truth?
Yes.
I might as well get this from the farm. Mr. McCarron, do you swear from the testimony you're going to give to the truth, or to give another about the truth?
Yes, I do.
Let the record reflect that Mr. Weiss's credentials are hereby recognized by the board, which has appeared many times.
Mr. Mattis, I have just two pictures of the streetscapes looking up and down the street. I'll mark the vote as A1. I'll just pass them out so the board hasn't been there. They can see they're up and down the street. I'll start one with Commissioner, one with Mr. Gaspar, and then you can just walk it down. Sure. Without further ado, let me call Mr. Weiss.
Oh, Commissioner.
Peter, you've been already qualified. Why don't you walk the board through where the site's located, and then explanation of what's existing and what we're proposing. And as you know, Mr. Lott is here, so please keep your voice up.
Okay. The property is 15 South Washington Avenue, which is closest between Gretna and Aaron. The existing house. So that's about 12 years old. So the existing house is a three-story house. It's on a somewhat undersized lot. The four bedrooms.
You either have to get closer to that or use the handheld mic, because we can't hear you up here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll raise my group room. I figured you'd speak up already.
So the existing house has a small deck on the first floor, and there's also a small deck on the third floor. So what we wish to do is extend the first floor deck out 6 foot 10 inches over the wall, and then build a second foot deck directly above that, so that would be the same deck as 6 foot 10. The as mentioned, the front of the house is pretty bland, so I think just adding the decks is a aesthetic improvement. In the back, we're also proposing to add a shed and a shower. Right now there's a couple of condensing units on the ground, basically, or on a platform. It would be raised up to the, put on the roof of the shed. And right now there's really no storage for the building at all, so the shed will provide that. And the shower, there's a shower head in the back. But, you know, we've done enclosure. The height of the shed and the shower, of course, will be less than 12 feet high. These, in and of themselves, don't require any variances. So, you know, variances are really required by the extension of the front decks. So I sort of surveyed the street or the block, and the only two houses that conform with the setbacks currently with regard to the decks are our property and the one directly to the right, which is presumably built at the same time because they look the same. But surveying the street, I came up with an average setback, including these two properties, of 3.4 feet to the deck. So most of the properties, a lot of them have decks right out 2 or 3 beyond the property line. So the pattern of this block, and if you've been up and down the street, you can see that is everybody's got decks built out in front of their house, pretty far towards the sidewalk. And I would also say that because of that, you know, I couldn't survey this, but I would assume that all the other properties also have fairly high lot coverage numbers because they're all built out further than we are. So even on our proposed setback of 5'2", we'd still be, you know, 1.5 or so further back than the average of the block. So that's certainly in keeping, I think, with the pattern of the neighborhood.
From a personal point of view, the Harwoods right now really have no place to sit out front. You want to enjoy summer time. You want to have, read the paper, have a cup of coffee. Nothing out front to really do that.
Right, there's no real space. Well, you have a small back on the first floor. In the back, it's really kind of unusable because it's so small. It's only 10 feet wide. And once we put the shed and the shower in, there's kind of nothing left. So, yes.
Light air view, anybody going to be really disturbed?
No.
Character of the neighborhood, as you indicated, really not going to be affected?
Correct.
It's really an aesthetic enhancement?
Yes.
We had an opportunity to read Mr. McLaurin's report talking about the landscaping. I talked with the Horowitzes. So across the front of the decking, the new decking at Fortune, we're willing to put in some landscaping to soften that like wall that you have to be able to come up the steps, get into the house. We would be asking for a waiver of the street trees, as you saw in the picture we passed around. There really are no street trees. We have, I won't say the problem with the dogs already on our governor's strip, which happens to be grass. We've got 75% of people who pick up, 25% of people who don't. We just think trees in the governor's strip means we're hosing down the dogs and everything else that goes on in there. Putting the landscaping on our property, we think, you know, adds that extra landscaping, softens up that image of those decks at that level, and still provides nice grass out front, nice view, and everything else. So we're asking for a waiver of the street trees in the governor's strip, but we are willing to have Mr. Weiss come up with a plan with Mr. McLaurin to re-landscape the front yard so it's just not grass and stone, so it gives you a little better feel from that curb point of view. I don't have any other questions. Mr. Weiss, 3% over on coverage?
Yes. I think that's the minimum, yeah.
I have a question on the concrete in back. On the plan, it says new concrete. Is that new or is that proposed?
This area in the back currently is all grass. Yes, that's all new.
So what are the extents of the new concrete or proposed concrete?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
What new concrete is proposed?
Well, right now you have the two strips for the parking. So basically all this is
entire back and whatever is up on the one side?
Yes. I mean, this section here is obviously for access. And there are store trash cans in this area. But yes. Now the shower itself, which we always put basically a French drain under that, which is usually a foot deep of crushed stone, so it usually takes care of any water generated from the shower itself.
I'm not understanding what you're saying with new concrete. Is there concrete back there or isn't there?
There's none now.
There's none now.
Right.
Okay, you're planning on putting concrete back.
Yes.
So we're installing a shed.
So that would make, so your plan is now 78% coverage with the improvements?
Yes.
So is there any way that you could eliminate some of that concrete so that you wouldn't even need a variance? You know, we're not big on, you know, giving variances.
I don't know if Mr. Agostino would let you put a shed on something other than
it's not desirable.
Concrete base. I would.
Well, maybe I realize that, but I'm saying possibly some other area of around the house or something we could do with a little bit of concrete to make up for it.
Thank you.
roof here, is there anything that is that roof? They have a roof on the shadow.
We're going to take a look at this lot, because we're going to take a look right now, because the shed would be on a foundation thing, and where we have the trash can, we prefer to have that on concrete, so when you're washing down, hose it down. You know, once again, you have the ability to do that. Right there. I mean, you know.
At the end of the driveway?
Right.
So they're back behind, next to the shed, right? There's two.
We're just two similar.
AC and shed, they're AC ones.
AC.
So how about the back here, the right corner? That's 40 feet.
Let me start at the AC.
I'm around 25, 30.
Well, they're 40. In that corner. To the right of the stairs.
Peter, Dan's saying to the right of the stairs, you have about 30 or 40.
On the ocean side.
On the ocean side.
You got 4 by 10.
Shared corridor for the two homes, and the cars are dragged back and forth at the time. Since it's between the two homes, it's shady, so nothing is growing there.
I don't think we're talking about the whole length, just from the back of your house to the rear property.
We're just talking about a few feet.
Correct. Right.
4 feet. Well.
4 feet.
Any impermeable surface we can get, we want back.
You got grass all the way along the house. Now, that's what the plan says. You got grass all the way back to the back corner of the house.
Well,
so you can extend it, or you can put rock in there, put stone in there.
Right. I understand that you're looking for that 3%, and I understand that you want to keep as much of the ground permeable as possible. From a homeowner's point of view, though, to have just a couple of feet of a little strip of grass, I'm going to have to maintain that and cut that. It just doesn't make too much sense.
There are alternatives to grass for non-permeable surfaces. So we have to discuss that as well. There are alternatives to grass. So please don't think just only of grass.
Well, you know, he and I can talk about something permeable for there.
So you're about 66 square feet short.
We can get to the 40 square feet, the 4 by 10 area in the back.
So you still need the variance for lot?
We still need a 1%.
But move back to the basis.
That's still considered.
I'm fine with that attempt.
I think that's satisfying. Okay. I mean, you got two stairs going off the front roof. Two sidewalks. Right.
That one would go right to the driveway. I see why they put that.
Under the driveway, we have the governor strip out front, which is grass also. Even though it's not on the property, it's grass.
Well, let's, at this point, let's leave it there and let's proceed.
So, 40 feet in?
40 feet in.
Peter, are you complete?
Yes.
On this plan, there's no sizes of the decks that are here. And you're showing the first floor deck, you're showing the one, the, I think it's the original deck, is 6 feet wide from the back, from the front of the house.
It's a 6 feet, it's a 6 foot.
Okay, there's
The total deck is 12.
Well, for 10 inches.
Right. And it's approximately how wide?
15 feet.
15 feet. Okay. Now, the deck on the next floor is 15 feet wide. And how, and what's the depth that is? It says 6 feet, but it's most of it's obscured in the jog of setting the door up. What's the net area? 4 feet?
Well, it's probably, well, this is 6'10", so you probably lose 2 feet to the bay, you should call it. So
it's about 4 feet.
Basically 4'10".
Mr. Cook, while we were describing it, to make an interesting issue of how does Ventnor read the ordinance of what is permeable? When you say it's not grass, what else are clients permitted to use that doesn't count as coverage?
Landscaping. You can put the mulching in place.
Okay, mulching type. Right. Any type of pavers, permeable pavers, doesn't count. Does stone count?
Pavers don't count.
Stone counts as?
Purpose.
So if somebody puts stones in their front yard, purpose, instead of grass.
Yeah, let's put it this way, it does not count as lot coverage.
AstroTurf.
Not acceptable, present time.
Okay, that's the way I was reading it also, is I just want to make sure it's going to be uniformly applied as we go through things.
So, the permeable pavers they're not permitted?
No.
Yeah, we've talked about doing that, but there's no real, they 6 months are full sand.
Yeah, they clog up.
So unless you have a rigid vacuum or cleaning plant, there are entities out there in parking lots that are permeable pavers.
Right, yeah.
And they have a machine that comes along and actually vacuums out the debris used to call aqua asphalt. But 6 months down here, that's full sand. Doesn't work.
That doesn't make it less permeable to get
sure,
sand.
Clogs it all up.
We're not accepting semi-permeable.
That would be my question.
Permit is the, what are called permeable, semi-permeable papers are not acceptable.
Fine.
That's fine.
We don't have anything else.
Okay. At this time, I wish to open up to the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Hearing none, we're seeing none, the public portion of this application is now closed. Members of the board, you have questions of the applicant, the architect, professionals here. Please ask.
So what would we ultimately decide for the landscape?
We were asking for a waiver of the street trees.
Right.
But we were looking for a landscape plan that Peter and Roger would get together on across the front decking of the new porch area on the front yard.
Okay, so why don't we just can't they just adhere to the landscaping plan that the city has? I mean, it sounds like you're creating a different one. Am I mistaken on that?
I think the landscaping plan recommends 5%, doesn't say how many shrubs or anything like that.
So we're going to come up right now. There are no shrubs. We're trying to give you something that's not required in your ordinance to break it up so that you would grant us a waiver of street trees on the street trees.
And also the design.
So something would give you a little more curb appeal without causing a heartache or catching the dogs walking down the street.
I think we've been amenable to this. Some of these blocks not having trees, normally beach block is where we usually keep that too, but now I don't get the trees versus the dog part of it. I don't understand that.
Well, which thing? Even in my neighborhood, I have people have to come out and really hose down the trees because the trees are almost like fire hydrants, the dogs walking up and down. Right. I mean, after 2 or 3 days, there's a pretty good stench.
So I put two in front of my house when I got my deck variance 5 years ago. I put landscape rock, river rock all around the bottom of it. Dogs don't live here. They can't walk on it.
Well, I have a grass strip in front of my house.
So what?
I got a
two trees in the house and landscape around the house.
15.
Let me put it this way to you. Dogs don't want to sit. And if we want three, if trees, you know.
I take that as a compliment.
Yes, that is correct. The dogs in the community don't run city policy. So if they're causing a problem, then the owners or the property owners have to make it.
And that's why we passed out the two pictures, A1, A2, because you can see going down the street on both sides, there are no trees.
So.
Well, that's part of the streetscape that we would like to change. I'd like to get trees back in our community. They're good for the environment. They're great for absorbing rainwater when that does fall. Gets it back into the ground. I don't want to make these two trees a federal case here, but you know we're looking at reduced setbacks here. We would like to see some. We agree that some of the landscaping on the property would be better than what's in our ordinance. But I'm having a hard time with the argument that there's dogs peeing on trees, and that's why you don't want to put them in.
Only 25% of them. The other 75% are going by the rules.
Okay.
According to the council.
We're fighting
to be fair, in 20 years that I've been on the board, I never heard anybody peeing on trees because the dogs pee.
We have to right now, put it to the board. So we go on the street tree waiver. I'm going to let Roger.
Before you go to that, would Harvard like to speak on that issue?
Sure. Just state your name and address so I can get you sworn.
My name is Harvard Horwitz, 15 South Washington.
And Mr. Horwitz, do you swear or affirm the testimony you give will be the truth?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right now, our house is the only house on the street that has a lawn. And we're the official dog owner. So everybody who walks the dog early in the morning or late, that's where they go. We don't need any more encouragement between our lawn and some having trees right there, it's even better. We're just trying to make it more habitable.
I'm not getting the dog argument. I've heard hundreds of reasons why not the trees in it. Dogs not using them as a fire hydrant is not one of our current goals. I'm just.
Well, why don't we, I'm going to add something first. Is if your tree gets put in, you get put a surround of stone around the tree.
It's a thin strip of land. It's only about a foot.
I understand that. I understand that.
Okay, so we did put stone in there, but the dogs are still urinating there. They still walk by. The people allow their dogs to just walk right on the property.
Well,
but that's not the primary issue. We're talking mainly about that, but that is not the primary issue. The primary issue is that I would like to beautify my house, and I would like to make it more functional. We have very limited space. The original home that was on that land, okay, was sold and it was split in half. We were not as experienced as we needed to be when we were shopping, and we didn't realize how difficult it is not to have a backyard and not to have a deck in the front. I mean, everyone else around us is enjoying their decks, has had construction because they were on the original foundation and they were able to get their buildings or their improvements done because they had the original footprint. We didn't have that. Okay, so we've been there about 12 years. About maybe 10 to 11 years we've had the home. And at this point, we would like to enjoy our property the same as the other people on our street are enjoying their renovation. And it will definitely look 1,000 times better than the grass plot that's there right now that I can't even keep up because of the dogs. But I don't want you to think that the dogs are the primary. I want to beautify the home. I would like to have more functionality in the home, not only in the front, but in the back. and I'm willing to make the, we're willing to make the expenditure to do this and to make it look beautiful, okay? You know, I don't mind putting permeable surfaces where we need to put the permeable surfaces in that strip in the front, but to plant two trees and have the leaves and maintenance of it, I'm asking you not to have that, you know, not to do the job.
Would you trade it for stone and then two trees? Could you do a trade-off? Add a tree and take the grass out and put stone?
No, there's already stone there.
No, stone's part of it.
Wait, let's hold on a second. Sorry, I interrupted. If you want to make a statement on this, I think we should go to Roger's report, discuss Roger's report, and then at this time continue this. So at this time, I'd like to have Mr. McLennan's report introduced into the record, and then you can discuss it with him. I think that would help the board.
Thank you, Board Chairman, Board members. The report is dated March 7th, 2020, regarding the application of Samantha Horowitz, 15 South Washington Avenue, Block 84, Lot 6.02, requesting C variances to within the R4 single family district. And this is a substantial benefit variance. The material reviewed on page 1 at the bottom, page 2 indicates the zoning chart for this R4 district. They are seeking 3 variances on page 3. Front yard deck encroachment or setback on the first floor, where 7 feet is the required minimum setback, which is the 5-foot encroachment. 12 feet exists and 5.2 feet are proposed. Front yard deck encroachment for the second floor, whereas 8 feet is the required minimum setback, 4 feet will await 4-foot encroachment in the front yard. No deck exists and 5.2 feet is proposed. Lot coverage, whereas 75% is permitted, maximum lot coverage. 56% exists and 78% is proposed. And I think we negotiated down to 76%, but that may still be on the table. Waivers requested are a landscape plan. The owners have somewhat discussed the reasons why. My comments are as follows. I'll just discuss the relevant comments. A landscape plan waiver may be waived if the shoot trees and new shrubs are added to the front of the house and provide diversified greenery. The proposed height of the shed accessory structure is not shown, but Peter, on the testimony, said they will not exceed 12 feet, which is fine. There is an existing first floor porch, which does not encroach into the front yard. There is an existing third floor deck, which does not encroach into the front yard, but exists and is not complying and is not changing. Front yard setback, the expanded first floor deck requires a variance. There is not an existing second floor deck. The proposed second floor deck encroaches. The lot coverage was with the proposed improvements, including the shed and exterior shower, increases the lot coverage, so the variance is required. And also the additional concrete, which was not clear on the plans. Comment number 9, the board may consider proposing adding street trees in the grass governorship if desired and needed. There are some existing shrubs which will be disturbed during construction and should be replaced, as discussed in the landscape plan waiver request. recommendations, again, this is a C2 criteria, testimony is required. And recommendations are in the report and are been discussed by the applicant. So basically it's 3, no matter what, they're still seeking 3 variances.
3 variances, and we're going to put 2 street trees there.
2. Great, thank you. I couldn't look at the back of the property from the street, but I looked at an aerial. I get we want to try and get that grass or something permeable in that back corner. Grass isn't going to grow there.
Yeah.
It's just not. So, I mean, I'd rather see the street trees and let them put that in the back as concrete. My opinion. I have that same situation in my backyard, and I can't get the grass to grow to save my life. It grows in the spring for about a month and a half. By August 3rd. So I get that part of it. So I don't know how strong the board feels about the concrete in the backyard, but I would offset that for the street trees myself.
Street trees are more important.
Anybody else?
It's just going to be muddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, for that little strip.
That's the practical solution.
Yes. I would rather see the street with trees on it, because I really like that look. I agree with the backyard's going to be a problem with grass. Putting mulch there, I don't know with that. You'd have to put a planting bed there. They don't have access around the side of your house. So I would look to flip-flop those areas, in my thought, get the street trees in. And I'm telling you, the landscape rocks, the river rock, put them around the tree, dogs didn't. They came off. I thought of one, so those dogs won't. I don't know how the board feels, but I got some head nods there. I think that might be a better solution.
I agree.
Would that be acceptable?
That would be acceptable.
I agree.
And I have one other solution for you. There's a thing called game cameras. They have infrared
as well.
And as your people come across, and they let their dogs be on your stuff, these game cameras will take pictures. Develop those pictures and then put them out and put them on and post them. And you can find them and post them on their yard, on their house.
That's what you want to do when you come here, take pictures of the dog camera.
You already have notifications.
I know, but this is automatic.
It's not an official recommendation,
right?
No,
it's not conditioned as approval.
We'll have Petey here next month.
It was
our attorney recommended.
They work automatically. Your choices are of things of other natures, of other things that either non-confrontational or somewhat related may also help. So you might want to look into it. We sympathize with your plight, man, and at the same time we understand that you want to beautify your home. We support that. That's why we sit here. And so we're trying to work things out to the best of everybody, including the community. So let's proceed.
Thank you.
Is there any more comment or questions of the board members to professionals or the applicant?
I think we have a few.
Okay, we're set. Now, at this time, let's list the three variances that you're requesting against. Everybody.
It should be a front porch on the first floor, front porch or front deck on the second, lot coverage, and adding two street trees, and having a landscape plan developed between Peter White.
Three variances were the front porch setbacks.
Front porch setback first, front porch setback second, lot coverage.
And lot coverage. They are
as listed in my report.
And they are as listed in Roger McLaren's report.
Correct.
They're the three.
Correct.
The other amendments that have been agreed upon, please list these.
Two street trees and a landscape plan developed between Peter Weiss and Roger for the front deck area.
Right. Is that complete with everything, Roger?
I think that solves all the issues that we have.
Okay. So that is the basis of form beginning from a resolution. Now, do you concur with Mr. Flynn's report?
We do.
Okay. Do you have any further testimony?
None.
Are you complete?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, if there are no other questions, I think we get into a frame of motion in the affirmative for a vote on this particular application.
The relief. Just pretty much summarizing it real quick. Someone needs to make a motion for C variance relief for the following: front yard setback to the first floor of the porch or deck, where 7 feet is required. The ordinance is phrased in terms of a 5-foot encroachment into a 12-foot setback, which translates to a 7-foot front yard setback required. There are 5.2 feet proposed, and that's the same with the second floor deck. 8 feet is required there, 4-foot encroachment, and 5.2 feet is also proposed. And lot 75% is permitted maximum, and they're proposing 78%. And the two conditions will be, as discussed with the applicant, we'll put two, three trees in the governor's strip, and we'll submit a landscaping plan for that front back area between Mr. Weiss and Mr. Carnes.
Correct, we agree.
I'll make the motion to approve.
And we have a second, please.
Second.
Okay, a roll call vote, and please state your reasons.
Commissioner Langraff.
I think the Horowitzes are correct. This is an aesthetic improvement to their property. We've heard no objections from neighbors. That's where we kind of rely on. They live in the neighborhood. So I don't think it's going to be a negative impact to that street. We certainly appreciate the landscaping that you have agreed to put in. And I think that will offset some of the impervious coverage issues that are there. And I vote yes.
Commissioner Crevel.
I appreciate the inclusion of the trees. I think the improvements in the decks will bring it up to the character of the rest of the street. The streets are all very similar. So I would just make one comment. I'm going to take a look at Martindale in the corner of the land, and there are shrubs below along the house line that keep dogs away from the lawn. So Martindale and Atlantic has been successful in avoiding that, but I vote yes.
Jay Cook.
I'm going to vote yes on this particular application. First of all, I think it meets the intent of our master plan on enhancing properties and making them more livable. And also, I think it just works to the working in the seashore resort area of our community. Second of all, on a personal note with the owners, I think it allows them to beautify the property and make it more of theirs and make some statements and so they can have some good quiet enjoyment of their own property, which is the reason they took the time to come here. And it's recognized that they did take time to spend dollars to get here to do this. So we value that and we applaud that. And I do the same. And thank you, and I encourage you to do more.
Tom McAdam?
I vote yes. I sold the property in the surrounding homes, and I can understand why the applicant wants to bring their home up to stay in status of their neighbors and enjoy their property in the surrounding area that much more. And I applaud them for making a commitment to improve their property.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
I also vote yes. I think the variances are justified by the size of the lot, and doing what is being proposed will enhance the utility and the beauty of the site. So thank you.
Lorraine Salata.
I'll vote yes. Totally understandable why they would want to accept their guests or kind of set back. And the board and myself, we appreciate all you can have with them willing to work with us and make some changes to the
Dan Smith III.
I also vote in favor. The decks are not an issue. We've had a very vast improvement over what we have now. And all the other reasons for the vote. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
The year has carried. You are now new owners of the decks, shrubbery, and maybe a few less dogs.
Thank you all.
Okay. On the next application, that is Martin Jerry Miller. And for the record, I am recusing myself and I am stepping away from the board.
We have 5 minutes.
Seven. Vice Chairman, board chair of this application.
I got the one. I'll just change it.
Well, that's probably the summer before.
Yeah.
Did they actually put a couple of
Next application is that of Mark and Joe Miller. Counselor?
Good evening, Eric Bolting on behalf of the applicants. Prior to getting started, a couple of things we want to make very clear, because there is going to be one kind of report that Mr. Langrath is aware of regarding the purchase by the applicants of a bit of city-owned property. Mr. Langrath, can I discuss this on the record?
Yes.
Okay, well, I understand this. For the governing body. So, as part of this process, the applicant has a property line that is actually inside of the bulkhead of the property on the beach. Over the course of the past 6 months or so, Mr. Barnhart prepared a survey to show the property being this much inside of the bulkhead, and the applicants had approached the city to attempt to purchase the land from their property line up to the bulkhead, because there really isn't any use for that. The only use is for the property owner who's directly next door to own it, because the city doesn't have to maintain it. It's an additional tax rateable for the property owner. It's a process that we've been working on for a while. So when we talk about the lot itself, we're referring to the overall outside portion with the meets and bounds that Mr. Barnhart will discuss. It's bigger than the lot that's deeded to our client, the applicant, and ultimately our application is based upon obtaining title back, which John's going to discuss what that will entail, and I assume that Mr. Langrath can also weigh in on that. But when we talk about the property portion that is going to be obtained, it's slightly larger than what we actually own now. So just kind of keep that in mind. If you have any questions, Mr. McClure is familiar with this process as well. And ultimately, the goal would be purchasing this additional city owned property, and then the house, which would get built on the lot, is slightly bigger. There is going to go through the variances we need because of that. But when we're talking about the lot, we're talking about the bigger lot, not the existing lot. Make sense?
So you're basing this on the deal will be constant?
Correct. Yeah.
Basically, any condition of any approval is based on this transaction happening between the city and the applicants.
No, it's
actually, and then I'm talking to Leo on the sidebar here. Probably Commissioner Creamel and I will have to accuse ourselves from this, because we'll be voting on allowing them to purchase land from the city. But as Roger indicated, any approvals here would be contingent upon that occurring. So we would rather, from a governing body standpoint, we'd rather you guys look at it from a variance aspect before the sale occurs. We don't want to sell it to them and then deny the variance. So we would rather this happen first. So
you think that you agree that that makes sense?
Yeah, it does. And again,
and there's understanding. They're going. I'm making their case for
them. We would like that. The goal here would be basing your approval, assuming the board would kind of grant it, on the larger lot, because the larger lot is going to dictate the setbacks and all the different bulk requirements Perry's going to walk us through. Assuming that that would be something that the applicant's going to be able to purchase, then the variances were actually becomes easier, because we have more property. And the city owned property now would be used more than just a buffer between the Miller's existing lot and their bulkhead.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I think I'm going to recuse myself from the application.
Is it a fair question to ask if there's any kind of a time frame?
Well, we can ask once they recuse themselves.
Without asking the members of the governing body, we are prepared to start with regard to purchasing as soon as possible. So.
Eric, quick question. Is one of the conditions of the purchase is to install a remote tree?
Yes. And street end and John,
Sure.
If you participate here, we can't participate in the governing body, but I can't leave that one in there.
Thank you, gentlemen. So, John, we'll swear you later, we can start talking about this a little bit, maybe it's the...
So reviewing this application is going to be conditioned on the entire property that we're proposing by the city, so it's going to be conditioned, so I'll just leave it at that. Mr. Barnhart, could you state your name and address?
John Barnhart, office address 400 North Dover Avenue, Oklahoma.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
The purposes of this, Mr. Barnhart's credentials are acceptable.
Thank you.
So John, just let's talk very briefly about the actual land that the Millers are going to be purchasing and what they're going to do by way of compensating the city with the new bulkhead industry.
Sure. I brought a little small way about, I'm going to speak for I brought the acquisition plan that was presented to the city, a vendor for the proposed land acquisition, and I highlighted the area in yellow. So as I speak loud, can I shut this off?
You can, I can hear you.
As was already pointed out by Eric, so it's an interesting condition. This property's been developed for many, many years, and the bulkhead exists a little over 4 feet toward the northerly side beyond the deeded boundary, and then approximately 3 feet on the southerly side, again, beyond the deeded boundary. So the request is to essentially strike a new property line along that face of the bulkhead. So the bulkhead structure itself would be within the property boundary. The property, legally, currently that bulkhead is the city's ownership and the city's responsibility. Mr. Miller is proposing to acquire that land, take ownership responsibility of that land and that bulkhead, and also rebuild that entire bulkhead for that, both of his frontages and of course the street frontage. So it's kind of a win-win scenario. It's land that, honestly, until we did the survey, Mr. Miller and his family thought they owned, until we actually went out and did the boundary survey and discovered this issue. And this is not, just so you know, this is not unusual. It's a little bit unusual in Ventnor. We don't see it a lot in Ventnor. We see this all the time in Morgan. It happens a lot where the bulkheads are just not built in conjunction or in line with the property lines and things have to happen. Mr. McLaren can probably attest to that. This is not an unusual circumstance, but it is a little bit different for Ventnor because we don't see it as much here. But it's kind of, as I mentioned, it's kind of a win-win for the city and for Mr. Miller to clean up this issue with regard to where the physical improvements are, and then a brand new bulkhead gets built at Mr. Miller's expense, and Mr. Miller then maintains that bulkhead forever going to be in the property.
So from a land use perspective, board members, we're taking into consideration the new property line, which is the edge of the bulkhead, not the property line inside. So that's...
Right, the application this evening is taking the assumption that the land deal goes through, so this lot gets 4.5 feet deeper coming off of Pittsburgh Avenue, and it gets 3 feet wider along Pittsburgh Avenue. And the setbacks that the private architect will talk about are based on that new lot dimension.
So is the bulkhead going to be the new property line?
Correct, yes.
And the DEP is okay to roll up in?
So the bulkhead, on a beachfront property, the bulkhead has to be built in line with any existing bulkhead.
We can't move it,
that's correct.
Okay.
So we're just moving along.
It's going to be built.
We're just moving the imaginary property line out to the face of the bulkhead.
Okay.
Bulkhead, where, if you visit the site today, where it is right now is where it's going to be when the new bulkhead is built.
Okay.
Just newer to the new flood standards, so it'll be a benefit to everyone in the street. So I think that's it for the property line and the acquisition of city property. So with that, Terry Cummings is here to testify as to the house that she designed after dealing with the city. Well, one thing I do want to point out, and I know he's not here, but I want to give him a compliment. Mr. Agostino, when he first approached the city to talk about this project, said that you're getting a little bit of an additional buffer between your property line and the bulkhead. There are some additional design aspects of the property which you may want to take into consideration. Terry and I had a meeting with Jimmy one day, and Jimmy from Rogers said, you know, what about this versus a smaller design which didn't take the additional land into consideration? So we did go in a fairly cool direction. I think everybody has the rendering in front of you, and that was in conjunction with the city to figure out how to make it work best for city of Venter, the residents, but also, most importantly, for the Millers, who are going to have to build and enjoy this asset. I'm not sure they're happy about it because the house got bigger and everything got bigger about it, the price of smiling, but not really. So, Terry, if you just walk us through what you designed based upon our couple meetings with Jim and to walk through the variances and...
We'll get you sworn in, just your name and business address for the record.
Terry J. Cummings, 102 Arbor Court West in Midland, New Jersey.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
And I get all my boards confused. I know you're in Marty a good amount. Are we familiar with her here?
Yeah, I've known her. Yeah. 30 years?
Right. Except Terry's qualifications for you as an expert in field water there.
Based on that, the credentials are accepted.
Right. Of course. Yep. Now, just need to stay here. I'm not part of this one.
So I'd like to start the presentation by mentioning the Millers came to me and they have this spectacular property that is beachfront. It's beautiful, the views are amazing. It's been with their family since 1977 when Bob's father Mark bought the property. And I'd like to show you what the house is today. So I have two photographs of today's existing house. And what I'd like to show you, predominantly right now, the house is a little Cape Cod, originally a Cape Cod, and somewhere along the line, somebody put this box of an addition on the house to enlarge it. And this existed before the Miller family owned it. So they've been living in this house for all these years. They're going on fourth generation now. And if you can see from this photograph, today's house, here's our bulkhead. The bulkhead that we're talking about replacing and building up. And the existing house, the second floor deck, literally sits out there over the bulkhead. There's absolutely no setback, zero setback to the house, 4 feet to the house, and zero the upper deck. So we obviously wanted to improve upon that condition. So we have come up with a new home that takes several things into account. First of all, we're talking about really utilizing the view and the beach. And for that, they have 2,300 square feet of deck that we are proposing so that they can have those views of the ocean, Atlantic City, of Ocean City, from their new decks that wrap around the house. I have a rendering that we have passed around so everybody can see it up close. But this is a rendering of what the new house will look like, and we're looking at it from the beach side. The most interesting sides being the main beach, and that area that goes behind them, Pittsburgh being the side you don't see right now.
Ms. Collins, this is the same thing?
Same thing.
All right, I'm just going to mark the existing photos. You showed two photos, existing comes A1, this rendering, I'll call A2. Mm-hmm. I'll call A3, but that's part of our packet. That's the site plan, I guess.
Correct. So I would like to say that we went to great pains to meet all the requirements of this site. And I think we were very successful except for a few minor things. Knowing one of the most important things in Venter is parking. In any of the islands, parking is such an issue. And I always take pains when possible to provide as many parking spots, as many as required, if not more, to help alleviate that problem. And that is part of what went into the design of this house. In addition to that, there is an original garage that exists there today, a detached garage, right here. And one of the requests from the homeowner was to not take the garage down. It's a parking space. It actually is used by their next door neighbor as part of their backyard facade. They're good friends. They didn't want to interrupt anything in the use of their neighbor's yard. So we kept the garage where it was and added three spaces in front, giving us four parking spaces. What that means is I brought the house back as far as I could without losing all of that view, which is the whole reason we're doing this project. So we have met all our requirements as far as building coverage. We are under by 7.5%. Lot coverage, we're under by 1.5%. make our front and rear setback, except the rear setback is required of 10, and we're actually 19 feet in for the rear setback. The house makes the right side setback. What we don't make is a couple of small things. One, our 7-foot depth. The requirement is 12 feet. Right now, what you have is 0. I was able to bring that deck back to 6.2 feet from the bulkhead, giving them enough of a depth to make it usable, but giving them 6 more feet that they don't have today back from the end. The other two items that we're asking for is on the beach side. Our master suite is on the third floor over here, obviously taking advantage of the view. We are asking a variance for this third floor deck and the little roof over the top, basically for structural reasons. It's a third floor deck, it has to sit over the other decks, so it again comes out further than you were supposed to, it goes ahead of the building line, but sits on top, just making a straight line right there. And the covering of the deck, that's south facing, that's hot, that's a lot of sun. It won't ever get used if you don't put a roof over it. So we're asking that variance for that small roof. And the last minuscule variance we're asking for is there is a room that is a dormer way back here, backyard, away from everybody. The dormer width allowed is 10 feet. We just can't get a bedroom in 10 feet. That makes the inside walls only 9 feet. Can't even get a bed in there. So we are asking for 2 extra feet to make a 12-foot dormer. But you can see it's a small dormer, not bothering anybody in the corner purposely for the low hip roof. You can get as minimal as possible.
Based on what we discussed for the past few months with the city and what we discussed with regard to preparing this plan, do you, Terry, see any detriments at all that could be associated with this plan if the board were to grant it?
Oh, none. And again, it's not really impacting any of the neighbors or bothering anyone's views, light or air.
And to the extent there could possibly be a detriment, a positive detriment design, a breaking down way in some way.
Absolutely.
There is some support here from our neighbors as well. I think the board might have some questions before we
So that concludes your presentation for now?
For now, that's correct.
Members of the board, any questions for the advocate, for counsel, for John?
Just on that bulkhead, it's going to be a new compliant bulkhead?
Yes.
Seeing no questions, I'm going to open this up to the public. Anyone from the public, please comment. Please state your name and address.
Hi, I'm James Pearlstein from 107 South Pittsburgh. I'm the only adjacent neighbor just to the west of the Millers.
You swear from the testimony you're about to give me the truth?
Yes, I do.
You sent them a letter, right?
I did. Good. So, yeah. So I'm here just to show support to the Millers. I obviously went through these plans. I understand the variance that they're requesting. We actually built a house in front of this board about 13 years ago. And, you know, such a tasteful presentation here tonight and how much thought went into this. And, you know, leaving huge view corridors up you know, like architect said, taking some setbacks even back. It's a huge lot. They could do so much more with it, but they're not. So it's really great for the neighborhood and views, light, air, and such good people that we want to, you know, really support them here. Yeah. I'm not the only neighbor that's here.
Yes, sir.
Richard Wells, 110 South Pittsburgh.
And you swear from the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
We're directly south, beachfront on the opposite side. I've seen the pictures of the house. There's no impediment to our views to the north. As far as the ceiling on the deck on the third floor, if your memory is ample, the house on Lafayette, directly behind the Pearl Fleet, 107, put a coverlet on the top of the deck So someone had to approve that too. Basically, we've been there 47 years. Their father was our neighbor 43 years ago, and we raised our children together, and I would vouch for them for all time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else care to comment? Seeing none, hearing none, the public portion is now closed. Roger, do you want to give your report?
Sure. As Board Chairman, Board Members, my report is based on the application of Mark and Jim Miller, 111 South Pittsburgh Avenue, Block 38, Block 1, and seeking C variances. This is within the R3 single family district. It's actually in the preliminary front X zone, so they have to build to the next highest AE10 standards as per the construction department. It's a substantial benefit variance request. The materials reviewed on page 1 and top of page 2. The project description, I kind of really hit on that. This is not an unusual situation where the property lines and the bulkhead line are not collinear. The city has no use for that excess space between the two. So again, keep in mind that this is still contingent and a condition of approval is based on that land acquisition going through. The zoning schedule is on page 2 and page 3. The variances requested are as follows. The side yard setback for the deck, whereas in the side yard, meaning that the ocean side, that's a side yard. The rear yard is facing the beach also, and the side yard is facing the neighborhood. Gave support to the applicant. So the side yard setback to the deck, whereas 12 feet is a requirement for side yard setback. To the second floor deck on the seawall side, the 6.2 feet is proposed. The dormer width for the rear side, where that one dormer on the third floor faces Atlantic City, whereas 10 feet is a maximum permitted dormer width and 12 feet is proposed. That again, when this dormer ordinance was written, it was written for the overall city. It may not be pertinent to a beachfront house such as this. Third floor deck setback. The city has an ordinance that requires the third floor decks to be inserted into the building setback and the building envelope. Again, this is a unique situation. So the third floor deck setback was 12 feet is required minimum side yard setback and must be inserted into the building setback of the deck, and 6.2 feet is proposed. It's based on the definition of third floor deck. No waivers have been requested. The comments, I'll be brief. Terry, the building coverage did include the roof areas for the decks.
Okay.
That complies. By adding area to the lot, they more than exceed the minimum size. There aren't any existing nonconformities. The vulnerable setbacks and projections break up the facade on Pittsburgh Avenue as well as the other facades. Again, we're not looking at a box. As Terry pointed out, that first edition, we're getting a much better product. And there are no other comments other than my standard recommendations and ones that are pertinent to this. A landscape plan, I think Terry should have some in your submission for 4 sets of compliance plans. I think we should show some landscape going there, shrubs and stuff. And all water and sewer connections shall be at no cost to the city and shall comply with the city standards. Just want to get that on the record. And the street may be under moratorium, but I don't think that street is. I suggest that an as-built survey should be conditioned of any requirements on the location of the new bulkhead and the elevation of standing. Just to show that, yes, what they bought is what we decided on. That concludes my report.
Councilor, do you accept Mr. McClain's report?
I concur. I saw it when it first came out. It was good. It's just as good now, so we're ready to submit to Roger's report as is.
Any further comments or any additional presentation? Not from us. Members of the board, any questions? If not, Will, we're going to propose a motion in your firm?
Yes.